These four people have never met before, but by working as a team, they have the chance to win thousands of pounds. There's just one thing standing in their way. The chaser. The chase is on. Hello and welcome to The Chase. Can a team of total strangers beat one of Britain's finest quiz brains and take home thousands of pounds? I hope so. Let's meet them.
I'm Judy. I'm 48, a housewife from Chippenham.
I'm Liam. I'm 34 and I'm an IT engineer from Bournemouth.
I'm John. I'm 66, a retired warranty administrator from Felixstowe.
I'm Cassie. I'm 20 and I'm a maths student from Leicester.
And that is my team. Now, one by one, they'll try and bring as much money as they can down the table into the team prize fund. But as always, hunting them down every step of the way will be the chaser. Anyone who gets caught loses their money and is out of the game. Make it back safely, though, and they'll go through to the final chase with a chance to win an equal share of that total prize fund. And first face the chaser, it's Judy. Welcome to the show, Judy.
Thank you, Brad.
From Wiltshire.
Indeed.
And what do you do for a living?
I'm a housewife.
OK.
And I've got two children.
Right. Names?
Both grown up. Matthew and Amy.
Good stuff. And what else you get up to?
I'm in a book club and we meet regularly to really seriously discuss books for about 5 minutes and then drink lots of wine.
Sounds like my kind of club. OK, that's good. Excellent stuff. And if you want some money today, Judy, what would you do with it?
I would really like to buy an adapted bike for my daughter.
Yes.
Who isn't able to ride a regular bike. And I'd also love to take Matt, my son, and my hubby on holiday.
OK, fair enough. Let's get this bike for Amy, shall we?
Thank you.
Cash build around. Each correct answer is worth £1,000. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Good luck, Judy. Your time starts now. In the panto, who turned Cinderella's rags into a ball gown?
Fairy godmother.
Correct. What London landmark now has a glass-floored walkway 138 feet above the Thames?
Oh, the Shard?
Tower Bridge. An Apollo edition of which James Blunt album was released in 2014?
Pass.
Moon landing. A famous poster in World War II advised, careless talk costs what?
Lives.
Correct. Manchester football derbies are played at the Etihad Stadium and what other venue?
Old Trafford.
Correct. In 2015, Helen Mirren reprised her role in what Peter Morgan play on Broadway?
Pass.
The Audience. How is the International Criminal Police Organisation more commonly known?
Interpol.
Correct. Vincent Price played the inventor in what Johnny Depp film?
Pass.
Edward Scissorhands. The abbreviation AOC appears on wine bottles from what country?
Spain.
France. In TV's Batman, which character said, holy popcorn? No time to get there for you, Judy. £4,000.
Not bad.
I can't believe you didn't get the AOC on the wine bottles.
I know! What am I like?
Well, you're not going to read them, are you, love?
No.
To be fair, that's too quick a reaction to see anything, isn't it? £4,000. Happy?
So-so, yeah.
Time to face a chaser, but who will you be up against today? Will it be the Dark Destroyer? Him getting invited out is rarer than a politician's apology. What about Jenny the Vixen Ryan, though? The redhead who'll leave you red-faced. Perhaps you could be playing the Cineman, so clever you'll need two calculators to work out his IQ. What about the governess? She actually wants to take me out. Apparently, she's even hired a sniper. Or maybe it's the Beast. He doesn't do healthy. The only green thing he's ever eaten was a slightly mouldy bacon sandwich. Judy, who do you want to take on?
I'd quite fancy to take on Mark Levette.
Really?
Actually. Yeah. I really like the way he can't say £30,000.
Do you think that's endearing?
It's quite sweet.
Time to bring on the chaser. Oh, it is not the Beast at all. It's the other kind of animal. It is the Vixen. It's the Bolton Brainiac herself. It's Jenny Ryan.
Hello, Judy.
Hello, Jenny.
Like the sound of your book club. When I knock you out, if I bring a bottle, I can still come, right, can't I?
Possibly.
When we knock you out, eh? That's talking. Right, let's put some money on the table, 3 steps ahead of the chaser, and there you are. £4,000. You can change your starting position now if you wish, and if you want to do so and take a step close to home, chaser will offer you...
£400.
Thank you, but if you wish to take a step closer to the chaser, she will offer you...
Think of the family holiday you could have with £22,000.
Brilliant. Have a chat with your team. Cassie.
I think you're really smart. So if you want to take the 22, I think you can do it. But if you're more comfortable with the 4, take the 4.
John, I suggest you take the 4,000 and get back here, and the rest of us will build it up.
Liam, 22 isn't good enough. 400 is rubbish. Stick with the 4,000.
Thank you very much. So let's have a look. Judy, we had 400, 4 grand, 22 grand. What'll it be?
I'm going to get back there with the other players and take the 4,000.
4 it is. Thank you, Chaser.
Not surprising. Let's see if Judy has got any punch.
Let's see if Judy's got any punch. Aye, aye. Very good. Judy, for 4 grand, the chase is on. Good, yeah, I like it. Good luck to you. Here comes your first question. Which of these films did Sylvester Stallone make first? A, Rambo, B, Rhinestone, C, Rocky. You've put Rocky.
Yep, confident on that one. I'm sure Rambo was far later and Rhinestone, never even heard of.
Correct answer is... Rocky's right, step close to home. Chase has put... Goes with Rhinestone, game opens up. Here's next question. The 1960 poster with the slogan, "Would you buy a used car from this man?" opposed which US politician? A, John F. Kennedy, B, Richard Nixon, C, Dwight D. Eisenhower. You've put Richard Nixon.
I think John F. Kennedy was too well-liked to have a poster about that, and Eisenhower, I think, was too early.
Correct answer is... Well played. Step close to home. Well done. Nixon is correct. Chase has put. Goes right with Nixon.
He served as vice president under Eisenhower.
Thank you. Here's the next question. Which actor was a guest on James Corden's first edition of The Late Late Show in the US? A, Jack Nicholson, B, Nicolas Cage, C, Tom Hanks. You've put Tom Hanks.
I really don't have a clue, but I haven't seen Jack Nicholson in the public eye for a long time, and I think Nicolas Cage isn't really high enough profile.
Correct answer is... Tom Hanks it is. Step close to home. I'm sure Nick Cage will be very happy to hear that. Chase has put... Goes right also with Tom Hanks. Very good.
Yeah, Hanks and Corden did sort of a mega mix of about 25 of Hanks's most famous films. It's a very funny clip if you look it up online.
OK, thank you. Here's your next question. Which of these football teams does not play in an officially recognised city? A, Bangor City, B, Bath City, C, Brechin City. You've put Brechin City.
Bath is a recognised city. I'm sure I've heard of Bangor City, but Brechin City I've never heard of.
All right, let's have a look. Correct answer is... Well played. Brechin is right. Step close to home. Chase has put... Well, on a roll here, love. We're doing really well. If we get through on this, we'd have had 3 goes at 22 grand. Here's your question. Which designer said, "Have nothing in your houses that you do not know to be useful or believe to be beautiful"? A, René Lalique, B, Charles Rennie Mackintosh, C, William Morris. You've put René Lalique.
Well, I know Lalique makes beautiful things. Mackintosh, fabulous, but quite plain. And William Morris, didn't he make wallpaper? I don't know.
Correct answer is to go through with 4 grand. William Morris it is, staying where you are. Chase has put. Goes right with William Morris. Who is William Morris, please?
William Morris was a designer of things like wallpaper and fabrics, but also furniture. He was associated with the arts and crafts movement, where people would make beautiful objects that were also practical to have in their homes.
Thank you. Here's your next question. The name of what Eurovision-winning group appears in the lyrics of John Lennon's Imagine? A, Brotherhood of Man, B, Milk and Honey, C, Lordy. You've put Brotherhood of Man.
Yeah, I really like Eurovision. I'm sure Brotherhood of Man's in there.
To go through with 4 grand, correct answer is...
Well played. Very good, Tweedy.
Excellent.
First player up. First player through.
Not a lot I could do against Judy there.
No, played very well indeed. Judy, you are through.
Thank
well,
you.
Yeah, well Cheers. Played. Very, very good indeed. Excellent stuff.
Well done, Judy.
All right, next to face the chaser, it's Liam. Welcome to the show, Liam. What do you do for a living?
I'm an IC engineer.
Whereabouts?
In Bournemouth.
Beautiful part of the world.
Oh, yeah, lovely, lovely beaches.
Yeah, terrific, absolutely sensational. What do you get up to in your spare time?
My main passion is snowboarding.
Oh, good for you. All right, so you get away very often?
Yeah, I learned to snowboard in Canada, in Whistler, and it's just like heaven on earth.
Fantastic. All right. Well, look, if you were to win some money today, what would you do then?
If I was going to be nice, I would take my girlfriend to Las Vegas. If I was going to be selfish, I'd go to Japan, be chucked out of a helicopter on a volcano with lots of snow. That should do the trick.
So what's your girlfriend's name?
Vicky.
Vicky. Vicky, don't let him go to Japan, love. Vegas the whole way. Let's do this. Liam, I wish you well. Your time starts now. What's the fewest number that can play the game Pig in the Middle?
Three.
Correct. In the Bible, which future king of Israel slew the giant Goliath?
Solomon.
David. Shailene Woodley plays Triss in the film adaptations of what Veronica Roth trilogy?
Born Identity.
Divergent. Andy Murray is exactly 1 week older than which Serbian tennis star?
Pass.
Novak Djokovic. Who began the third term as UK Prime Minister in 1987?
Margaret Thatcher.
Correct. Which notorious street in Hamburg has a name that means rope walk?
Pass.
Reeperbahn. In 1993, Masako Iwada married the Crown Prince of what Asian country?
Thailand.
Japan. Boy, You've Got to Prove Your Love to Me is a lyric from what Madonna hit?
Vogue.
Into the Groove. What's the French name of the sauce made by mixing garlic with mayonnaise?
Pass.
Aioli. In an animated TV series, what's the occupation? No time to get there. Liam, $2,000.
Terrible.
Not terrible at all. I just think there were some tough questions. I really do. You ready?
Yeah.
Time to face the chaser.
Hi, Liam.
Hey, Jenny. How you doing?
IT engineer.
That's correct.
From that performance, I think I'm going to have to turn you off and back on again.
Cool.
Reboot. Let's put some money on the table. There we go, £2,000. If you wish to take a step close to home, Chaser will offer you...
Quite generous, £200.
But if you wish to take a step closer to the Chaser, she will offer you...
Now, if you remember, when I offered Judy the high amount, you said it wasn't near enough. You did half as well as Judy, but I'm going to offer you the same. £22,000. Is it enough now?
Have a chat with your team. Cassie.
Take the higher offer. Just do it. You're only here once.
Go on. Cassie, go, girl. John.
Liam, if you feel up to it, go for the 22.
Judy.
I was going to say go for the 2 because I only went for the middle offer, but pressure, go for the 22.
All right, let's do it. 200, 2 grand, £22,000. Liam, what'll it be?
The 22's not enough. There's not really much of a difference between the 200 and the 2,000, and I think the one extra step to the team is going to prove more vital. So, unfortunately, I'm going to take the 200.
200? That's fine. Look at Judy's face. That's not gone down well with Jude. 200 it is, Chaser.
I thought you were going to be braver than that, considering the advice you were giving to Judy earlier. I can still catch you at that point.
We shall see. Liam, for £200, the chase is on. Good luck. Here comes your first question. What type of African animal is the Nyala? A, antelope. B, cat. C, snake. You've put antelope. Happy with that?
Always antelope if in doubt.
Correct answer is? Well played. Antelope is correct answer. Step close to home. Chase has put. Goes also right with antelope.
Liam's been in a quiz before. It's always antelope if it's one of the options, unless bird and fish are up there.
Here's the next question. Islam, Judaism and Christianity all trace their origins back to which patriarch? A, Abraham. B, Moses. C, Joshua. You've put Moses.
Yeah, he features in a lot of all three of those religions. So I'm hoping it's not Abraham, but I think it's Moses.
Correct answer is... it's Abraham, staying where you are. Chaser has put... goes right with Abraham.
They're known as the Abrahamic religions, and he was a patriarch. He had lots of children and family to pass on his teachings to. The other two, no more as prophets.
Thank you. Here's your next question. The word game hangman inspired which game show? A, Strike It Lucky, B, Wheel of Fortune, C, The Price is Right. You've put Strike It Lucky.
It's not Wheel of Fortune. The Price is Right, I only remember people running down some stairs. I can't quite remember the content, but then Strike It Lucky doesn't fit either, so we'll soon find out.
Correct answer is... It's Wheel of Fortune, staying where you are. Chase has put.
Of course it is.
Goes right with the Wheel of Fortune, moves to within two.
Getting the game confused.
Yeah. Here's your next question. Which explorer dictated the story of his travels to the writer Rustichello while both men were imprisoned in Genoa? A, Amerigo Vespucci, B, Marco Polo, or C, Christopher Columbus? You've put Marco Polo.
I believe he's associated with Genoa. So you find out again.
Correct answer is... It is Marco Polo. Well played. Step closer to home. Chase has put... That's right. Goes also with Marco Polo. Moves to win two.
It's the only one that I knew had written a detailed account of his travels.
All right. Here's your question. Good luck. Robin Williams sang Friend Like Me in which Disney film? A, Aladdin, B, Hercules, C, Lilo and Stitch. You've put Aladdin.
Yeah, it rings a bell. I'm not a massive Disney fan lover, so that's the only thing I can think it could be.
Correct answer is... Perfect. Step close home. Well done. Chaser has put... Goes right with Aladdin. Remains two from us. We're one from home. Here's your next question. Hope it's your last. That means you're correct and you're through to the final chase. Walking Home, My Family and Other Rambles is a memoir by which sports presenter? A, Claire Balding, B, John Inverdale, C, Gary Lineker. You've put John Inverdale.
Yeah, I think if it was the other, well, either of the other two, I might have heard of it. So it sounds sort of more like an old person would say.
Yeah.
So that's why I've gone for John Inverdale.
All right, OK. Correct answer is... It's Claire Balding. You're staying where you are. Chase has put. Here she comes. Yeah, it goes right to Claire Balding. Moves to within one of us. We're one from home. Safe to say, you chose exactly the right amount.
Absolutely.
Yeah, Judy's now nodding. Yeah, you did. OK. Here's your question. In English folklore, which of these is a name for a household sprite? A, a Winky, a B, Hokey, or C, a Dobby? You've put Hokey.
Yeah, Dobby. I thought, is it really going to be Harry Potter? But chances are, my luck, it probably is. Hokey Pokey seems more spooky. That's why I went for that. Didn't think it was a Winky.
To go through with £200, the correct answer is... It's the Dobby. So with Dobby's in the Harry Potter books?
Yeah.
As what?
As a sprite.
Really?
I'm guessing so, I think.
You gotta go.
So that's why Chase has got it right.
J.K. Rowling knows what she's doing. Right. You're staying where you are. Chaser has put. This has got to be wrong for us to stay in the game. Hello, goes wrong with Winky.
It's the Harry Potter thing that threw me off as well. Dobby's a house elf in the Harry Potter series.
Hello?
So I thought it couldn't have been that obvious. I've never heard of a Dobby in English folklore.
Which of these is a household name for a household sprite? Is it Dobby? Yes. Come on, everyone. Pull yourselves together. Here's your question. Good luck. Which of these songs was a UK hit for an American act? A, Breakfast in America, B, Kids in America, C, Living in America. Need an answer. Ooh, you left that late. You've put... Living in America.
Yeah, Kids in America. I've got a funny feeling, was it something like Blondie or something like that? So that would be a UK act. living in America, you would assume that someone living in America would sing about America. And it's very catchy, so it was Chance the Rapper's UK hit here.
To go through with £200, correct answer is... Well played, Live in America, well done. James Brown?
It was, yes. Supertramp did Breakfast in America and Kids in America was Kim Wilde, not Blondie. Blondie, you're American anyway, by the way.
Absolutely. You know what, though? Doesn't matter. You're through to the final chase.
Cheers, Brad.
Well done. You're welcome, Liam. That was good fun, actually. Thoroughly enjoyed that, yeah. See, now Judy's all cugs now, look. Extra well place done, in the mate. Final, another 200 quid.
And a poke in the eye with a wet cod.
Poke in the eye with a wet cod.
It's an extra.
Poke in the eye with a wet cod.
John says it's better than a poke in the eye with a wet cod. And for those of you who have ever been poked in the eye with a wet cod, please write in to the chase. Very good. John is up after the break.
I am.
And he looks like he's just done a load of porridge with Ronnie Barker. We'll see you in a minute. Welcome back. Next to Face the Chaser, it's John. Welcome to the show, John.
Thank you, Brad. Pleased to be here.
Great to see you, mate. Great to see you. From Felixstowe?
Correct.
And what do you do for a living, mate?
I'm retired. My living now is rescuing dogs.
Really? All right.
My wife and I, yeah.
And what's your wife's name?
Julie.
All right, good for you. If you were to win some money today, what would you do with it, John?
My granddaughter's going on a Disney cruise. In the future.
Yeah.
And so I would like to win enough that I could give her the money to make it, you know, the best memory that she could ever have of her childhood.
And what's your granddaughter's name?
Daisy.
Oh, what a lovely name. Right, let's get Daisy on that cruise. Should we do that?
Yep, indeed.
All right, John, I wish you luck, mate. Your time starts now. Alitalia is the national airline of what European country?
Italy.
Correct. What weather event is an arc showing all the colours that form...
Rainbow.
Correct. What number follows Big Hero to make the title of a 2015 Disney film?
Pass.
Six. The juice of what citrus fruit is part of a gin fizz cocktail?
Lemon.
Correct. What public holidays were established by an 1871 Act of Parliament?
Bank holidays.
Correct. In Greek mythology, Hector was the son of which Trojan king?
Pass.
It's Priam. Which Hawaiian-born singer featured on B.O.B.'s number one, Nothing On You?
Pass.
Bruno Mars. Smithsonian and Federal Triangle are subway stations in what U.S. city?
New York.
Washington, D.C. Which EastEnders actor hosted the 2015 game show Decimate?
Pass.
Shane Ritchie. In what race do participants jump along with both legs in a cloth bag?
Sack race.
Correct. Yitzhak Rabin succeeded which woman is... No time to get there for you, John. I can't believe you didn't get that Bruno Mars question.
Oh, me too. There you go.
$5,000.
OK.
That's nice, isn't it?
It's not bad.
Not bad. Yeah. Gambling man, John?
Could be.
Should we see what the offers are?
Yeah.
Time to face the chaser.
Hello, John.
Good afternoon.
I'm afraid, John, it's time to retire again, this time from the chase.
You think so?
I do.
We'll see.
Let's put some money on the table, John. Three steps ahead of Jenny the Vixen Ryan. There you go, $5,000. If you wish to take a step closer to home, Chaser will offer you.
Decent cash builder, a respectful £1,000.
Thank you. Big plus for us, that's good. However, step closer to the chaser, we'll see you get an offer of...
£32,000.
Ooh, lovely. Have a chat with your team.
Yes.
Cassie.
Do the 32, John. You know what I'm going to say.
I've got to say, Cassie's been consistent.
Cassie,
you've been consistent, my love. There's no question about that. Liam?
This chase is stingy. 32 is nothing. Either stick with the 5 or take the 1. Either way, slow and steady, get the 4 of us back here.
Judy?
Either go for the 5 or the 32.
Yes.
But get back here.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
All right. There's no question you are a good player, John, but it's the choice now that is the big decision. £1,532,000.
I'm going to go for it.
What, the £32,000?
Of course. It's my only opportunity. I'm going to be back. We're all taking some money home today.
32 grand. Jeff?
Can't fault you, John. Someone had to be brave and go for it. You're the man for the job.
Bring it on.
Do my best.
Here we go. John, for 32 grand, the chase is on. Brilliant. I love it. Good luck. Here's your first question. Oh, please let it be a good and first one. Which of these animals normally sleeps standing up? A, dog. B, horse. C, lion. You've put horse. Is that right?
I don't know. I know dogs don't.
Lions don't, do they? You can see them in...
Oh, they lie on branches and stuff like that, don't they? But I'm not... you know, we'll see.
Yeah, OK. You've put horse. Correct answer is... Really? A step closer to home. Chaser's put... Goes also right the horse.
Well, you can put them in quite narrow stables and horse boxes because they can sleep where they stand.
I never knew that. Mind you, half the horses have been running and sleeping when I've been backing them.
Yeah, me too.
Here's your next question. In March 2015, a statue of which leader was unveiled in Parliament Square, London? A, Mahatma Gandhi. B, Ronald Reagan. C, Idi Amin. That'd have gone well. You've put Mahatma Gandhi.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
absolutely
cool.
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, nobody would put a statue up to him with respect.
No respect.
Nobody in their right
Forget
mind.
The word respect. You
know? Yeah, yeah.
Correct answer is... Well, it is Mahatma Gandhi, not Idi Amin. That's so surprising. OK, step close to home. Chase has put... Right, here's your next question. Kinematophobia is the fear of what? A, gnomes. B, zombies. C, politicians. You've put... politicians.
I've no idea.
OK, well, look, kinemort...
Yeah, well...
Correct,
huh? Kinney could be cinema. Mort could is death, isn't it?
Zombies.
Oh, yeah.
Correct answer is... Zombies it is, staying where you are. Chase has put. Goes right with zombies, moves to the room one with four from home.
Literally yeah. Fear of the moving dead.
Ah, yeah. Kinetic.
Yeah, kinetic.
Kinetic, yeah. Mort. Ah, yeah, here we go.
Should have got that.
Here's next question. On. Come on, John. A bellicose person is inclined to start a what? A, family. B, conversation. C, fight. You've put... fight.
Well, I think bellicose is a bit off colour, you know, and a bit of a funny mood.
As in belligerent?
Yes.
All right, correct answer is, this has got to be right. Well played, fight is right, step close to home. Chase has put... Also goes with fight.
Yes, from the same root as the word belligerent, meaning likely to start a fight.
Thank you. Here's the next question. Which of these awards was established first? A, Grammy. B, Emmy. C, Tony. You've put...
It's wrong.
Emmy. Oh, hello.
I know it's wrong.
Why do you know it's wrong?
Because I think it's Grammy.
You do?
Yeah, Tony's musical award.
Theatre musicals.
And Emmy.
Emmy's television and that. Grammy's gramophones.
Oh, well. Here we go. Two hopes. All right. Hope or no hope.
Here we go. You've put Emmy. Correct answer is... Tony. Yep.
Yeah. What's Tony?
Staying where you are. If the chase has put Tony, you're out. Think she knows it?
Yeah, of course she does.
Chase has put... Yeah, it goes right with Tony.
Well done. Thank you.
Yeah, the Tonys are given out for performances in US theatre, so Broadway, basically. Emmys are for US TV and Grammys are for music in the United States.
Excellent.
Oh.
I've learned something today, haven't I? Thank you.
John, I'm sorry to lose you, mate. Thoroughly enjoyed meeting you, though. However, you have been caught and viewed a chase is over.
Yeah. Thanks, Brad.
Cheers, John.
Thank you. Take
Great
care.
To meet you, mate. And you, God bless.
Unlike you, I'm not sorry to have lost John. I think he would have been a big threat in the final lineup. Now there's an empty chair. Let's have another one.
So, Judy and Liam are up in the final chase already. There's £4,200 in the prize fund. Now, Cassie is in seat four. Will she take away? Because she's been telling everyone to go for it. What's going to happen? Find out in a minute. Welcome back. Last up, it's Cassie. Welcome to the show, Cassie.
Hi.
Math student.
Yeah.
Whereabouts?
Nottingham University.
Right, that's a great uni, that.
Yeah, there's a lot of geese, though.
That's all right.
There's a lot of geese poo as well.
But you know what? I'm not being funny. That's just a byproduct of having geese. That's the way it goes.
Yeah.
So how long have you been studying maths?
2 years.
What's the volume of a sphere?
4/3 pi r cubed.
See, we're all nailed on here. Okay, good. What do you get up to when you're relaxing?
Started horse riding in January.
That's dangerous.
Reading. I've not fallen off yet, so when I do, I'll probably just never get back on.
Okay, look, if you won some money today, what would you do with it?
Buy a red Mini Cooper with a checkered roof.
And would you then sort of augment lamps on the front like the, you know, Italian job?
Like the Italian job. Well, think about it. Depends how much I win.
Well, you're going to go for big money. You've told everyone to go for it.
Yeah.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Cassie, I wish you well. Your time starts now. Vodka martinis are especially associated with which fictional spy?
James Bond.
Correct. What colour gives the name of the smallest of London's 8 royal parks?
Green.
Correct. What song from Frozen did Idina Menzel perform at the
Let It Go.
Correct. At least 11 rulers named Ramesses ruled what ancient civilization?
Egypt.
Correct. Which children's author created the character Augustus Gloop?
Roald Dahl.
Correct. In the 80s, Ross Kemp played Graham Lodsworth in what TV soap?
Pass.
Emmerdale. What fish gives its name to a person who lends money at huge rates of interest?
Shark.
Correct. Which American supermodel is said to have inspired Billy Joel's Uptown Girl?
Kate Moss.
Christie Brinkley. Which US golfer completed his Grand Slam of Majors 1966?
Tiger Woods.
Jack Nicklaus. What member of the parsley family has a tapering edible orange root?
Carrot?
Correct. In the film Four Weddings and a Funeral, how many marriages actually take place?
Two.
Three. $7,000. Good.
Yeah.
Now you're a good player. Ready?
Yeah.
Time to face the chaser.
Good afternoon, Cassie.
Hi.
I was going to say it's impressive to see a student up at this time of day, but clearly you get up at 5 o'clock every day and watch the chase, don't you?
You ready? $7,000, very good. Let's put it on the table. If you wish to take a step closer to home, Chase will offer you...
Will you go for this and prove yourself a massive hypocrite on national television? £1,000.
Oh, so a plus. Thanks.
Reflect a good cash builder.
Thank you, thanks. Right, now, here we go. If you wish to take a step closer to home, Chase will offer you...
You encouraged everybody else to go high. £41,000.
41. Have a chat with your team. Liam.
Well, 41 is a good sum of money now. Chase an unknown quantity. Maybe stick with a 7.
Judy.
Go for it.
£41,000.
But right. Honestly, if you want to take the 7 or even the 1, let's take some money off them.
All right, let's go. £41,000. Cassie, what are you going to do?
The 7 is a lot more than I ever thought I'd get in the cash builder. But I'm still going to go for the 41. I'm still going to do it.
Good girl. Do you know what? I knew you would.
My mum's going to be so mad at me.
What's your mum's name?
Lynn. Oh, can you say hello to her? She asked me to ask you to say hello.
No.
Now you're in trouble as well.
All right, Lynn. It's all happening here, love. £41,000. Your girl's going for it. 41. Ready?
Yes.
Chaser.
The only sensible decision, and you're proving yourself to be as brave as the advice you gave to the other players.
Yeah.
Best of luck, Cassie.
Yeah, good for you, Cassie. Bet your mum's proud as well. Here we go. For £41,000, the chase is on. Good luck. Here comes your first question. The Egyptian god Tot was usually represented in human form with the head of what bird? A, falcon, B, ibis, C, vulture. You've put falcon.
I thought it was falcon, despite the fact ibis is like an Egyptian word, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, ibis is a bird, isn't it, as well?
Well, yeah, but it looks like a falcon.
Sure.
Like a curved beak.
Yeah.
I'm not a bird fan.
Correct answer is... ibis is the right answer, staying where you are. Chaser has put... yeah, it goes right with ibis. It's got the long beak, hasn't it?
A very long curved beak. It's a water bird. The falcon-headed god was Horus, who was the son of Osiris and Isis.
Right. Now then.
Yeah.
We need six on the bounce.
Uh-huh.
But all is not lost. Are we ready? Got to get this one right, though.
Yeah.
Here's your question. Good luck. In the 1960s, which condiment was nicknamed Wilson's gravy, as the Prime Minister was said to drown everything in it? A, vinegar, B, HP sauce, C, German mustard. You've put vinegar.
I don't know. Vinegar's brown, gravy's brown. that was a complete guess.
Right. Correct answer is, gotta be right. HP sauce it is. Do you know what HP stands for?
Hewlett Packard in my day. I don't know.
Houses of Parliament.
Oh, does it? That's interesting.
Do you now wish you'd taken the seven?
No.
Good for you. Chaser has put... Chaser has to be wrong for us to stay in the game. Goes right with HP sauce. Oh, no! I really so wanted you to get through. I really, really, really did. Chaser?
Harold Wilson is a little bit out of your time period, I suppose.
Mm.
He's out of my time period as well. Still got it right, though.
Cassie, I've thoroughly enjoyed my time spent with you. Give my love to your mum, Lynn. However, you have been caught, and for you, the chase is over.
Thank you.
Thanks, Tessa.
There's not much in that bank between Liam and Judy.
Not much at all. However, Liam and Judy are through to the final. Total prize fund is £4,200. Are they going home with that? Well, find out in a minute. Welcome back. Liam and Judy have made it through to the final chase. There's £4,200 in the prize fund. That, of course, is £2,100 each. During the break, the team had two sets of questions to choose from for the final chase, set A or set B, and you have selected set...
A.
That means, of course, Jenny gets set B. Two of you are in the final. That means you get a two-step head start in the chase, and there it is. Liam, Judy, I wish you well. Your time starts now. In what city does the Notting Hill Carnival take place?
Judy.
London.
Correct. 3 score on 10 equals how many?
Liam.
70.
Correct. Which British actor played Stringer Bell in The Wire?
Judy.
Pass.
Idris Elba. Who was on the British throne when the Suez Canal opened?
Liam.
Elizabeth II.
Queen Victoria. Meter maid's an informal term for a female what?
Judy.
Traffic warden.
Correct. Which former NSYNC singer featured on Nelly's hit Work It?
Liam.
Justin Timberlake.
Correct. What lotion is known in French as après-massage?
Liam.
Aftershave.
Correct. Who played the author Susan Orlean in the film adaptation?
Judy.
Pass.
Meryl Streep. Tennis player Steffi Graf's first name is short for what?
Judy.
Stephanie.
Correct. The port of Nahodka is at the eastern end of what railway?
Judy.
Pass.
Trans-Siberian Railway. A Saskia van Rijn was the wife of which Dutch painter?
Judy.
Van Gogh.
Rembrandt. What nursery rhyme features 2 dozen blackbirds?
Judy.
Sing a song of sixpence.
Correct. In the 2007 film, who played Spider-Man for the last time?
Liam.
Pass.
Tobey Maguire. Who appears on the head side of all Australian coins?
Judy.
The Queen.
Correct. In what cult TV comedy did Julian Barrett play Howard Moon?
Judy.
Pass.
Mighty Boosh. Bacon grease is fat rendered from what animal?
Judy.
Pig.
Correct. In Islam, a sajada is a mat used for what purpose?
Liam.
Prayer.
Correct. Blood on Snow is a thriller by which Norwegian author?
Liam.
Stieg Larsson.
Jo Nesbø. Who is Princess Anne's second husband?
Judy.
Timothy Lawrence.
Correct. Eve Miles played Gwen Cooper in what Doctor Who spin-off show?
Liam.
Torchwood.
Correct. In what country of the UK was William Wallace born?
Liam.
Scotland.
Correct. A ferroprotein contains what metal?
Liam.
Iron.
Correct. Which UK singer had the 2011 hit I Won't Let You Go?
Judy.
Huss.
James Morrison. Oh. 16 steps.
Ooh, that's not bad.
Hey, that's not bad. Yeah. Happy with that?
Quite
banana skin
with that.
Sort of area, isn't it?
You bet. OK, it's time to bring back the chaser. Two players, 16, that's not bad. I think you're lucky you're not playing against another player in that team.
Exactly.
Right, here we go. Now, remember, if the chaser gets a question wrong, then the team get it right. They push her back one step. It is now time for the final chase. OK, here we go. Chaser, your time starts now. Someone behind bars is in what type of institution?
Prison.
Correct. What's a quarter of 44?
11.
Correct. Which singer released the album NB, taken from her initials?
Pass.
Stop the clock.
Nicola, Nikki... I don't know.
Nelly Furtado. It's not
a B, is it?
Need an answer, please?
Nelly Furtado.
No. You're going to kick yourself. It's Natasha Bedingfield.
Ah.
All right, Chaser, your time starts again now. What was the Roman name for Ireland?
Hibernia.
Correct. What term for a gourmet cooking means blue ribbon in French?
Cordon bleu.
Correct. Nicholas Brendon played Xander in what...
Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Correct. Which Scottish poet owned a dog called Lua?
Burns.
Correct. Selma Blair was Vivian Kensington in what Reese Witherspoon film?
Cruel Intentions.
Stop the clock.
Selma, unless it's Cruel Intentions too. But Selma Blair was in the first Cruel Intentions, so...
Was Reese Witherspoon in that?
She was in the original.
With this Selma, whatever?
Only in the original. I
What's
don't know about
called?
The second. Cruel Intentions, but that's what the chaser said.
Need an answer, please?
Cruel Intentions 2.
Is wrong. Correct answer is Legally Blonde. 10 required to catch the team. Your time starts again now. On what ocean does Bangladesh have its coastline?
Indian.
Correct. Which starfish is the best friend of SpongeBob SquarePants?
Patrick.
Correct. What was the first asteroid discovered in the asteroid belt?
Pass.
Stop the clock.
Do you know any asteroids?
No. Ceres, but that's... Ceres, but that's a dwarf planet. It's in the asteroid belt. That's all I can think.
Ceres.
Is correct.
You're beauty.
We push the chaser back. There you go, it's 9 to catch now. 1 minute and 15 seconds remaining. Your time starts again now. Which religion can be described as rabbinical?
Judaism.
Correct. In 1981, Greece became the 10th member of what organisation?
European Union.
Correct. The House of Tudor's symbolic rose was what two colours?
Red and white.
Correct. Katie Sackhoff played Starbuck in which sci-fi...
Star Galactica.
Correct. Assam's a variety of what hot drink? Correct. Who did Francois Hollande succeed as president of France?
Sarkozy.
Correct. The band, the Venger Boys, are from what EU country?
The Netherlands.
Correct. The hornpipes are dance associated with what job?
Sailor.
Correct. In what film trilogy did Aidan Turner play Killy the Dwarf?
The Hobbit.
Correct. OK, 3 opportunities to push back, 1 executed, caught with 32 seconds remaining. Can't do anything when they're on that form. I hope you've enjoyed your day, though.
Yeah, great
it's been
day.
Fantastic.
Great meeting you both, I have to say.
And you, Bradley.
I'm sorry, I've got to take away the £4,200 and tell you that Liam and Judy, finally, you have been caught, and for you, the chase is over. Chaser.
Well, at least Liam will be relieved. £2,100 wasn't enough for him to perform for, was it?
So there you go, the chaser on fantastic form takes out my team with 32 seconds remaining. Could you take money from a chaser? Please come and have a go if you think you're clever enough. We'll see you next time on The Chase. Goodbye.
Potato.